Hi, my name is Francesco Delfino, and I'm here for talking about our experience with the desktop bridge that we used for bringing our Electron app to the Windows Store. So let me first introduce a little bit our company. When we started in 2010, all the Lyrics websites were illegal. Only a few of them had musical rights for distributing the content in a few countries like US and UK. We spent the last 7 years for signing hundreds of contracts with music publishers all over the world and to build a platform able to deliver this content and to track its usage over the web. Because of the explosion of the mobile, we have built our own mobile application. And it is like a sort of plugin for third-party music players that is able to enrich their experience and display the lyrics for it. When we started our company, we only had still lyrics. But thanks to our community, we were able to build the largest catalog of lyrics synchronized word by word with the music. Last December, we launched also translations. And a couple of weeks ago, we launched an upgrade to the tool on iOS that will allow our user to synchronize the lyrics word by word instead of line by line. Our app is available on several different devices, from iOS to Google Glass. So, and we are here because we just launched our application for the desktop. So let's see that. The Music Matcher application for desktop is not a typical application that you expect to download from the Windows Store. First of all, because it is a portable application, meaning that it is available for Mac, Linux, and Windows. And for achieving this goal, we built this application using an open source tool called Electron. The second reason why this application is not the typical one you expect to download is because for the way we work, we need to start at user login and stay resident here into the try area. And listen for something happening into the system that may be of interest for us. Like, for example, some music being played with Spotify. After a few seconds that the user is playing the music, we detect the song that is being playing and display the lyrics that is synchronized line by line with the music. The audio is not connected to the PC, but trust me that it is working. The third reason why it is challenging to publish this kind of application on the Windows Store is because we need to interact with other applications that are living into the user system using proprietary or not legacy protocols. For example, for interfacing with Spotify, we need to make HTTP calls using the loopback interface to the Spotify process itself. And this is something that Windows Store applications are not allowed to do. And for interfacing with Windows Media Player and iTunes, we need to instead activate some remote COM objects that are living in that processes. And this is something that Windows Store doesn't allow to do too. So this is the recap of the challenging. We are using a not conventional tool for Microsoft Windows Store development. Our app has a behavior that is not the typical one, break the application model of Windows Store application. And we need to interact with other software that already is installed on the machine. So how we did achieve to convert this app? The standard tool that Microsoft provides you for doing the conversion is called the Desktop Conversion Toolkit. It basically monitors whatever you are doing with your installer and replicates the same stuff with your Apex package. It works, but is not optimal, because, of course, you can do better if you do this by your own. That is the path that we have chosen. Since we are an Electron application, the best solution for us was to use an open source, an official tool called Electron Windows Store. It allows, with just one line, to give an input to the directory where your Electron application is in, and after a couple of minutes, you get your Apex file that works and it can be sideloaded on as many applications as you like. Of course, having an Apex package doesn't mean that you are allowed to live into the Windows Store, because you should also respect all the application policy. As an example, for registering our application at startup, we used to this popular electron module called AutoLaunch. This module is great because it provides you with the same interface regardless you are on the Mac, Windows, or Linux. And then deals with all the platform-specific stuff. The problem is that it is not optimized, and it works. If you use this, you get an application that cannot be published. Because under the hood, as you know, for registering an application at startup, you need to write into the registry your application path. For doing that, the AutoLaunch module is using this other module called WinReg. That is really not very efficient because, as you can see here, at line 140, it spawns for whatever registry keys that you want to read or write, it spawns a process that is outside your Apex environment. This breaks all the policy of the Windows Store because this can make some changes to the registry that the Windows Store cannot eventually roll back if the user decides to uninstall your application. In case you really want to write the registry, a good solution is this other module, because this one has all the bindings that allows you to write to the registry directly from your Electron app. But at the end of the day, if you want to modify the system, the right thing to do that is to declare what you want to do into your Apex manifest using the so-called Windows Desktop Bridge extension. These are a set of extensions that you can declare in your Apex manifest that basically allows you, for example, to register a file type or to add a menu item to the context menu of the File Explorer. There are tons of them. We only used three extensions. The first one is this one, called the Windows Startup Extension, and it's basically the one that allows you to start at user login. As you can see here, there is no requirement to use the same application both at startup and when the user taps or clicks on the main application tile. The second extension that we are using is called the Windows Firewall Rules Extension. We need this because, as I said, we need to connect to the Spotify process using the loopback connection, and with this extension, we are able to configure the firewall, the system firewall, for that purpose. The third extension is called the Windows Protocol Extension, and it basically allows you to register some protocol handlers in order to allow other applications to deep link your application. We have done this because we are also a developer site, and we enable deep linking to our app for all the platforms we are on. The most interesting one is this, that basically lets an external player to just deep link our application, providing the music metadata and the position, and we deal with staying in sync with the song, starting from that point and going on. So, this is a recap of the conversion. It's wrong to call it this conversion, because we didn't convert it to anything. We deleted some code at most. If you also have an Electron app, the best solution we think is to use this module because it is really simple. It integrates very well with the standard Electron build tools. Of course, you need to take special attention to the modules that you are linking, and this is a general rule because that module wasn't working very well under the hood, even on a Windows 7 system, because it's making something really not efficient. And of course, if you need to modify the system, probably you should have a look to check if there is an extension for your needs. So we have done some effort for doing this publishing into the store. Are we happy with that? I can say yes, definitely. Because the first thing we got in exchange is an increase in download. After we released the app on the Windows Store, we released an increase of 2% in the number of downloads on Windows. We also understood that most of our users were already using Windows 10. So this was a really natural choice for us. The second thing that we are happy because of being on the Windows Store is using all the tools that the Windows Store provides you for making developer life easier. First of all, the auto update. All of our users are always on the latest version of our app, and also using and engaging the user through the review system. When we launched our application, we thought about supporting Groove instead of Windows Media Player, but we hadn't found a way for doing that yet. So when we launched, we only supported Spotify and iTunes. Windows users were very worried about that and complained, and some of them suggested to add support for Windows. There is still people that is using Windows Media Player. And once we launched with Windows Media Player support, they were really happy that we listened to them. And this thanks to the review system on the store that allows you to make this kind of conversation. And at last, being on the Windows Store allows you to develop new features into the app and make it more engaging. So, let's see a couple of new features that we have planned for the next weeks. So, first of all, if you want to add some Windows Store API to your Electron app, have a look at this this open source project. It is basically a collection of NPM module that you can use as they are. You just need to make NPM install and you have done. Or if you want, you have this tool that basically takes in input a Windows API metadata file and lets you pick up the namespace that you want to generate the binding for. And you can decide to build or just have a skeleton of that bindings. After that, you can make your own tweaks. So the first feature that we are going to add is a richer type of notification. The state of the art of Windows 7 type notification when running on a Windows 10 machine is this one. This is really awful. What we are going to achieve is something more engaging like this, with an hero image with the cover art of the song, the picture of the artist, and some well-formatted text with the name of the song. So what we have done is, when we started testing this, we wrote the XML, the layout XML, and then we have imported the module that we have created using the tool that I showed you. As you can see, you can call the Windows Store API as you have used it to do in standard Windows Store application. But what happened is this. When we started the first time, we get an error. This is because some of the Windows Store API cannot be called outside the Windows Universal environment. You need to be at least a Windows Universal app to call them. So how can avoid to every time I need to test a new layout to build the appx, install it, and test? There is a five-step trick that I'm showing here. You can create a project with Visual Studio 2010 starting from a Windows Universal JavaScript blank application that I'm showing here. So the first step, of course, is to run Visual Studio and create the default project. I already have done everything. OK, this one. The first step is create the project. The second one is copy the executable that you wish to run into the Windows Store environment, into the project, and mark it as a content. The third step is just declaring all the namespace that you may require since you are a Windows desktop bridge application. The fourth step is to mark your application as a Windows desktop application in the target device family tag. And the most important one is to add the so-called app execution alias extension to your project. This basically allows you to register a virtual executable that is in your path that basically runs the one that you have packaged into the application. So this time, what we are able to do is to run the same script as before, but this time from the App Store environment. And as you can see, this time it works and shows the notification with the layout that you wanted to use. So the second scenario that opens up to us because we are on the Windows Store is multi-device interactions. As you have seen in the keynote today, there is a tool that Microsoft created for that. It is called the Project Room. So what we were, our main application runs on Android. So what we try to do is to move your experience from your Android phone to this Windows desktop. So here I'm showing you our modified version of our app for Android. And suppose that I'm playing some music with that, and I want to show the lyrics and project them on a big screen. What I can do is tap on this menu item. After a few seconds, the Project Room SDK provides me with all the systems that have my application installed on. I pick up the machine that I'm using for this presentation and tap on Project the Lyrics. As you can see, the Android application creates the same deep linking URL that I was showing you a few times ago. And as you can see, the music is synchronized with the text projected on my PC. So Android that talks with an Electron app through Project Room. So, as I showed you, if you as want to really leverage the Windows Store capabilities, you need to make usage of the new Windows API. And the Node.rt project is a starting point for that. Sometimes there are some problems in debugging because there is not an all-in-one tool that you can use for debugging all your scenarios, but you can tweak and create your own tools for doing that, as I showed you a few moments ago. And if you're really building an app, have a look at the technology that I showed you, Rich Notification Toast, and of course, Project Room. It's really simple to use and open up a new scenario that you didn't expect. These are a list of relevant sessions that you should look at. The first one already happened today. But if you have some question, there is a booth with the Desktop Bridge staff over there, and you can go there just after the presentation. For Project Room, there is a session scheduled tomorrow. And if you want to go deeper with Node.rt, you can come back here tomorrow and see a session from the author of the open source project. Thank you.